Back before Samuel Clemens became Mark Twain, he came out west to work with his brother as a newspaper reporter. On August 14, 1861, he took the Ben Holiday and Wells Fargo stages from St. Joseph, Missouri to Carson City, Nevada. He recorded his impressions of the trip in his 1872 book, Roughing It. Mark Twain described the stagecoach as an imposing cradle on wheels. Fortunately, Mark had had experience on the water because the constant sway made some people seasick. Then there was the 40 memorable miles of bottomless sand into which the coach wheels sank from 6 inches to a foot. We worked our passage most of the way across. That is to say, we got out and walked. Although stagecoach travel was the best means of travel in the early 1860s, it was by no means a comfort. Many stagecoaches were built for transporting mail and freight, with passengers an afterthought. They were often so crowded, some passengers had to ride on top of the stage. In addition to cramped space, there were accidents and an occasional robbery or attack by Indians. And then there was the food when it was available. According to Mark Twain, a meal consisted of last week's bread, condemned army bacon, a beverage which pretended to be tea, but there was too much dish rag and sand and old bacon rind in it to deceive the intelligent traveler. And meals were not included in the $200 a traveler paid for passage. Mark Twain, known for his exaggerations, may have done so on this occasion, but I can tell you it wasn't by much. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.